الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped out of his house. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu stepped forward and said, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May my parents be sacrificed upon you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam just came to me and said, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever recites Durood Sharif once upon you, Allah Azza wa Jal will write 10 good deeds for him, forgive 10 of his sins, and raise and elevate his rank 10 times. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila, Branches of Faith. In our previous silsila, we had mentioned the difference between irhas, mu'jiza, karamat, ma'unat, istidraj. And we had also discussed some miracles of Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will continue with a few more miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In our previous silsila, we discussed about the staff, the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Another miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was that when he would put his hand under his arm, then his hand would shine as bright as the sun. And this was called Yad-e Bayda. The hand that shone bright like the sun. And this was another miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Another very famous waqiyah mentioned in the Holy Quran in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is the incident of the cow. At that time in Bani Israel, there was a very wealthy man by the name of Amil. And he did not have any heirs to his estate. So two of his paternal cousins decided to kill him. And they dumped his body at the next town, at a faraway place. And the next day they reported their cousin missing. And when news had come that their cousin had been murdered, they went to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and wanted justice. They wanted revenge for the murder of their cousin, Amil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to tell them to get a cow, sacrifice a cow, and take the tongue of the cow and hit it, or the bone of the tail of the cow, and hit it on the dead corpse. It will come back to life, it will be resurrected, and the murdered person will reveal the identity of the murderer. So the people of Bani Israel started questioning Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So what cow should we get? What should the age be? What should the description be? Etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them through Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that the cow should be of middle age, not worked in the field, and eventually it was a yellow cow. So they had to go in search for a yellow cow. So they went in search for this cow. In the meantime, there was a young orphaned child. And this young child, his father was very pious. And his father left, before he passed away, he left a calf. And this calf was left in the jungle. And he had left it under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This young boy was very pious. He used to split his nights into three parts. And in one part he would sleep, in another part he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in one part of the night he would serve his mother. He used to also go into the jungle and collect wood and sell it for a living. And one third of his wealth he would give in charity, one third he would use for himself, and one third he would give to his mother. So when he came of age, his mother said, "Oh my son, your father left a calf for you as inheritance that he left near such and such bush under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now go to that bush and supplicate in this way. O Rabb of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq, return me the possession my father gave me under your protection." She further said that the calf was yellow colored and its skin would be glistening in such a way as though as the rays of the sun emit from it. After hearing this, the boy went into the jungle and he supplicated as was instructed to him by his mother. All of a sudden, the cow came running and stood in front of him. He brought the cow home. His mother said, "My son, go to the market and sell this cow for 3 dinars. At that time, the price of a cow was approximately 3 dinars. So the son went to the market and there he found a buyer. But the mother said, "Before the transaction is concluded, come to me and seek my permission before you conclude the transaction." So at the marketplace, there was a buyer that was ready to purchase this cow for 3 dinars. But the buyer told this young boy that, "I will give you 6 dinars. Let us conclude the deal now. Don't go home to your mother and don't inform her about the transaction." The young boy did not listen to the buyer. He was obedient to his mother and he said that, "I will not sell this cow." He went home to his mother and told his mother the entire incident that had transpired. The mother said, "Okay, now go back to the market. The price of the cow is now 6 dinars. But once again, before concluding the deal, come back to me, seek my permission, and then only you can sell the cow." The boy, done as was instructed by his mother, went back to the marketplace, announced that the cost of it is 6 dinars. The same buyer came back again. And the buyer said, "I will pay you 12 dinars. Let us conclude the deal just here. Don't go back and seek your mother's permission." The boy, once again, was obedient to his mother. There is a very important lesson that we learn from this young boy's behavior. And that is obedience of parents. These days, children would rather listen to their friends, would rather listen to strangers, than being obedient to their parents. If it were one of us, we would have sold the cow and brought the money home. But even though there was double the profit in it, double the asking price, the child still followed the instruction of the mother and went back and reported the incident to his mother. The mother said that perhaps the buyer is an angel. Now go back to the marketplace and ask that buyer his advice. Should we sell this cow or should we keep it? The boy done as was asked. He went back to the marketplace and he asked the buyer that should we sell this cow or should we keep it? The angel who was the buyer said, keep the cow. The nation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, will come to you looking for this particular cow. Tell them that they should take the hide of this cow and whatever gold they can put, whatever gold can fit on it, that will be the price of the cow. So eventually Bani Israel came looking for this particular cow, this yellow cow, because the cow fitted the description that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given to his people exactly. So they came, they found the cow, they asked the young boy, what is the price of this cow? The young boy told them that you're going to have to fill the hide or the skin of this animal with gold. That is my price. They said, but so much just for a cow? He said, well, that's my price. Take it or leave it. So eventually they agreed. And they filled the hide. They sacrificed the cow. The hide was filled with gold and it was given to the young boy as payment. So eventually, as was instructed by Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the tongue or the bone of the tail of the cow was hit on the corpse. And this corpse came back to life and identified the murderers as his paternal cousins. And they were also killed for murdering their cousin. And their cousin also, after that, died again or passed away again. The Holy Quran mentions this entire incident that I have spoken to in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And remember when Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They said, Are you making fun of us? He answered, Allah forbid that I should be of the ignorant. They said, Pray to your Rabb that he may describe the cow to us. Said Musa, He says that it is a cow neither old nor very young, but between the two conditions. So do what you are commanded. They said, Pray to your Rabb that he may reveal its color to us. Answered Musa, Indeed, he says it is a yellow cow, a bright color, pleasing to the beholders. They said, Pray to your Rabb that he may clearly describe the cow to us. We are really in a doubt as to which cow it is. And if Allah wills, we will attain guidance. Said Musa, He says, She is a cow not made to work, neither plowing the soil nor watering the fields. Flawless and spotless, they say. They said, You have now conveyed the proper fact. So they sacrificed it, but seemed not to be sacrificing it with sincerity. And remember, when you slew a man and were therefore accusing each other concerning it, and Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to expose what you were hiding, we therefore said, Strike the dead man with a part of the sacrificed cow. This is how Allah will bring the dead to life and shows you the signs so that you may understand. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many lessons to be learned, Madani pools to be learned from this waqia. And indeed, it was a miracle bringing the dead back to life. One of the lessons that we learn is the possessions left over by the esteemed servants of Allah Azza wa Jal have a lot of blessings in them. You see, the pious man only left a calf behind. But Allah Azza wa Jal put so much of blessings in that there was an abundance of wealth for his progeny. Lesson number two, the pious man left the calf under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, whilst being compassionate towards his child. So we also come to know that being compassionate towards children and leaving them some inheritance, some heritage, is the practice of the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Lesson number three. Allah Azza wa Jal provides sustenance in abundance to those children who serve their parents. We can see how Allah Azza wa Jal blessed an orphan with prosperity and wealth due to serving his mother. Lesson number four. One of the reasons for Bani Israel being put into a calamity was the critical questioning of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They could have just sacrificed any cow and their lives would have been much easier. But they started questioning Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam about the age of the cow, the color of the cow, and they started interrogating him regarding what cow. So it became very difficult for them to find this unique cow. And it became very costly and expensive for them. So when we receive a command, we should fulfill the command and not ask too many questions. Especially, you know, when our mashayikh, when our murshid tells us to do something, orders us to travel in Madani Qafila, fill out Madani in Amat, we shouldn't ask too many questions. We should say, Labbaik ya Murshid. and we should follow the order or the wish of the Pir Murshid. Had the Bani Israel just followed the command of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they would not have been put into too much of difficulty. But they asked more and more and more questions, therefore they had to pay a very high price for their cow. Lesson number 5, the one who gives his wealth under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal protects his wealth and puts endless blessings in it. We should trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Bani Israel, even when they were blessed with manna and salwa, they were ordered not to hoard this food that was being granted to them by Allah. They just had to put their containers out, and in the morning they would get roasted birds and they would get the sweet dish like dew would settle. But some of them secretly started hiding the food. And it is for this reason and not following the order of a prophet that the food became spoiled and the meat started rotting. Therefore, Aqaidu Alam Nure Mujassam Shahi Adam wa Bani Adam Shafi'i Umam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had it not been for the Bani Israel, then neither would food have been spoiled nor would meat rot. And it is because of their disobedience that food gets spoiled and meat starts to rot. We should fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether we understand the hikmat and wisdom behind it or not. As a Muslim, we submit totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah ordains us to do something, then without question we should do it. There are many wisdoms behind many things that has been ordered, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. But the main reason why we should do it is because Allah has ordered us to do it. So whether we know what the wisdom is or whether we don't know what the wisdom behind that is, we should do it because Rabb Azza wa Jal has ordered us to do it. And when we're refraining from something, we should refrain from it because Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us to refrain from it. These days, many modern thinkers, you know, they first want to know the wisdom behind something before they do it. What are the, you know, benefits of performing salah? What are the physical benefits? Only once they know the physical benefits, then perhaps they would perform salah. Perform salah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aqim as-salah. Why should we give charity to the poor? We have worked so hard to earn this money. 2.5% now belongs to somebody else. Yes, 2.5% belongs to somebody else because the person who has given you the sustenance, Razzaq himself, has told you to wa'atu zakah, to dispense your zakah. That is the haqq of the poor. And that is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not question what is the wisdom behind it. Why 2.5%? Why should we give to certain categories of people and not others? Why can't we give to our spouses? Why can't we give to our parents? Why can't we give to our children? As the command of Allah subhanahu, as Allah subhanahu has commanded us to do, we must do it accordingly. And we should not question it. If we start questioning things, we will get ourselves into trouble. Fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah azza wa jal, when we do things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, then we will be rewarded in abundance. The waqia of the cow in the time of Bani Israel shows us how the respect for a parent by this young boy, the father trusting the cow or the calf in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the whole waqia of Bani Israel happened with this specific cow and how much reward he got in this dunya for his good actions is a typical example. We should not be thinking only in terms of this dunya. we should also be thinking in terms of the akhirah. That if we do not get its reward in this dunya, then definitely if we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely, most definitely, we will get the reward in the akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran that I have purchased your wealth and your lives in exchange for Jannah. So why shouldn't we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this silsila, Branches of Faith, we have learned many important lessons with regards to beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about prophets. We have also heard some of the miracles performed by certain prophets, and inshallah azza wa jal, in the next silsila we will continue with a few more miracles that were performed by other prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. Stay in touch with the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Adopt the lifestyle of Quran and Sunnah, because we do not have a choice but to be pious. We want Jannah. At the end of the day, we all want Jannah. We all want to enter paradise. But Jannah does not come cheap, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Yes, we have heard incidences where one good deed had wiped out all the sins of a sinner, and that sinner was granted Jannah. The only way to attain Jannah without being punished is to be pious. Attach yourself to this Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, where Ashiqani Rasul singing the slogan, I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. To rectify yourself, fill out Madani in Amat. And to rectify people of the whole world, travel in Madani Qafila. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embed in our heart the proper beliefs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to practice upon the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to fulfill his orders and to worship him as he should be worshipped. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.